This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Welcome to the Daily Devotional, the Daily Devotional special, in fact, and we are at part 12 of our current series, Peace and Love. And today, we're at Matthew, the 5th chapter, and verse 9. Now, Matthew, if you're not quite sure where it is, it's the very first book in the New Testament, and we turn to the 5th chapter. And we go to verse 9. And Jesus is in the middle of what we call the Beatitudes. And he's talking about God's blessing upon us. And he's talking about what God is doing for different sets of people, if you will. And in verse 9, he says, God blesses those who work for peace, for they will be called the children of God. God blesses those who work for peace, for they will be called the children of God. Now, the King James Version says this: Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the children of God. Blessed are the peacemakers. Now, what is Jesus saying here? Well, you can take this both ways. You can either look at those in this world who are dedicated to working and spending their lives working for peace in the nations. Someone, when I think about this, comes to my mind immediately. A wonderful, wonderful friend of mine, whose name is Canon Andrew White. And Andrew is the pastor of a church in Iraq, St. George's Church, in fact, in Iraq. And Andrew has been involved in all sorts of things. He got to know Yasser Arafat very, very well. In fact, Andrew's told me on many occasions, he would go and see Yasser Arafat, and Yasser Arafat would say to Andrew, Andrew, come and tell me about Jesus. This is a man who has mixed with the highest echelon of governments the world over. He constantly has meetings in the Pentagon. He is constantly in Israel as well, on the Gaza Strip, and he's constantly working for peace. That's what he has dedicated his life to do, working for peace in the nations. And therefore I would look at Andrew and I would say, Andrew, you are a true child of God, because he is working so diligently for the peace in this world. But it's a very, very difficult job, for Jesus said, in the end times, there will be wars and rumors of wars. And that is what is happening right now. Jesus's end time prophecy is happening. That is why we are so sure, beloved, that the end times are here. We are in the final stages. Jesus is coming back very, very soon. That I am so sure of. The Bible tells us he will come back like a thief in the night. But I love it. When he begins to preach his Sermon on the Mount, he starts off with these words: God blesses those who are poor and realize their need for him. God blesses those who are poor. And I believe he means poor in spirit, not necessarily financially. But they are poor and realize that they need God. But in verse 9, he says, God blesses those who work for peace, for they will be called the children of God. Now, you're maybe wondering why I'm speaking about Andrew in this way. And maybe you're thinking right now, perhaps you're wondering, how does this affect me? Because I'm not in that position, I can't do that. But if you are in your household, if you are in your home, and you are working for peace in your home, where there has been so much conflict, and you're working for peace, then you're a peacemaker. Last night, I was watching a documentary on TV, and it was about how parents deal with very violent children. And we saw in the first episode this child of 9 years old who was totally and utterly out of control. His father was there with him. His mother was not there. So the father was looking after this child, and he tried so hard. When this boy was being violent and spitting at him, he would try so hard. But he didn't know what to do. And he looked at the camera at one point and said, I have no clue what to do here. And bless him, he worked so diligently and so hard for peace. There was no violence from him at all, but lots of violence from his 9-year-old son. And then they brought in a child psychologist who just watched for a little while and got a handle on what was going on in the home. And at one point, the boy was settled down and he was sitting in the corner and he was drawing. And his father could see that he was drawing and settled down, so he went outside to have a cigarette. And the psychologist said this to him, do you notice what you're doing? Whenever your child is angry and violent, you are there and you put your arms around him to stop him committing any more violence. You are there with him. But the second he's calm and quiet, you leave him and you go outside for a cigarette. It's just one thing I've seen. And he suddenly realized. And she then went on to say to him, when your child plays up, when your child is angry and spitting, you're there. But when your child is quiet, you're not. So therefore, he thinks in his mind, the only way I can get my dad's attention is to be violent and to spit and to kick and to punch. So the father learnt that lesson. And the psychologist came back, gave him some things to do. The psychologist came back a month later, and that child was a different child. And the man looked at the camera and said, I'd like to say, this is a miracle. You see, he diligently worked for peace. And maybe that man doesn't know the Lord Jesus Christ. But as soon as he turns his eyes heavenward and says, Lord, come into my life, I know this, he will be known as a child of God because he has worked for peace in his home. He has tried to figure it out on his own and with the help of a psychologist. But you, beloved, you have something else. You have the Lord Jesus Christ. You have the Holy Spirit. You have God the Father. And he says to you right now, if you're going through trials, and if you're going through pain, and you're going through violence in the home, and you're going through tumultuous times, I am here to bring restoration. And all you have to do is to turn to me and say, Lord, help me. Bring peace in my situation. Help me bring peace in my office. Help me bring peace in my home, in my school, in my college. Help me, Father, bring your peace. And then I believe the Lord is saying to you, first, ask me to fill you full of my peace. Because when I fill you full of my peace, you will be given the tools to do that job. Beloved, it's a very simple thing to pray. Maybe there isn't much conflict in your home, but still, your family needs to find this peace. But still, your family needs to love God in such a way as they can sense His peace. Perhaps it's that your family doesn't know the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, if you're filled full of His peace and His love, I believe they'll see it shining through your eyes. I believe it will change their lives if you are the one who is peaceful. And you can only do that with the help of the Holy Spirit. You can only do that with God the Father's assistance. Beloved, turn to Him now. In this peaceful time that we're spending here on Worship Radio 247, perhaps you're listening on the podcast. It makes no difference. But you can do this. You can be a peacemaker. You can be someone who works for peace. And you will be called a child of the Most High. Pray this prayer with me now. Heavenly Father, I come before you now, humble and humbled by you. I worship you, Lord. I adore you, Lord. Fill me full of your peace now in Jesus' name. And Lord, help me work for peace in my environment. I pray this in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen and amen. The Lord is so willing to do that for you, beloved. That I know. Just give Him your toils and your problems and your trials now, and sense His peace. Do you know, as I'm bringing this word, I'm sensing this peace so strongly. Be blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen.